From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with the Horse Traders. Coming up on Red Barn Radio. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm associate producer and the host of Red Barn Radio, Brad Becker, and I'm here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio, show number 510. Tonight, Red Barn Radio welcomes the Horse Traders. The Horse Traders are hitting the road armed with some great tunes from their 2015 release called Take It and their very latest release, I Don't Mind. The Horse Traders are Patrick Stanley on vocals, electric and acoustic guitar, Travis Egner, vocals, electric and steel guitar, Brandon Mooney, vocals, electric bass guitar, and Jeremy Wood Roberts, vocals and drums. Please give a Red Barn welcome to the Horse Traders.
This next song is it's called Sunday Drive. It's a song I wrote for my girlfriend at the time, who fortunately turned into my wife. I like to think maybe because of this tune. Gaslight's been glowing for miles, but I hope there's some left. Cause I can't bear to wake her just to tell her that we ain't home yet.
Here's Red Barn Radio's Brad Becker speaking with the Horse Traders. Here's Brad.
This is a unique challenge. You're playing an acoustic guitar. One of the guys here is saying you typically are holding on to an electric.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit different. I'm used to hearing myself a little, you know, a little louder, and it feels like you're rocking a lot harder on an electric guitar than an acoustic. But yeah, I mean, it's fun to explore the different dynamics of the songs. Even practicing for something a little bit more stripped down, you know, you hear things you wouldn't have heard otherwise, and you get to accent things, and it's fun to be able to play with the songs.
Is there somebody, Patrick, in particular, who in your youth really encouraged you as a singer?
As a singer?
Yeah.
No, not so much as a singer. You know, sang in the congregation in church and stuff like that. It wasn't really until I started writing songs that I really decided to sing in front of people.
For you, it was as an adult that you really sort of found a voice and the comfort and freedom to sing out?
Yeah, I'd say so. Learning to be loud, I guess, or singing with a full voice is not something that I've even done till, you know, the past couple years, that, you know, that I found that I'm comfortable doing. So, yeah, it's a relatively recent discovery, I guess.
Yeah, doing a nice job.
Thank you.
Down, it's cold. There ain't no way.
you know, particular sort of musical epiphanies you had at some point in time that, hey, this is really a direction I want to go, or someone in particular who really influential for you? Travis, you want to start it off?
I lived in Nashville for 10 years, and my musical tastes and influences changed. It's strange as it is to say, almost immediately after moving there. Before moving there, there were things that I was into that I'm still into now, you know, Amy Mann, some things like that. But once I got down there and sort of got to see players doing the Nashville thing, the fast telly pickers and the bluegrass guys, and my taste changed so dramatically, I would say within 6 months of being there. And just meeting a bunch of players and playing with a bunch of different players and just getting a taste of, you know, their influence. I grew up with everything from my parents listening to anything from Stevie Wonder to the Oak Ridge Boys to my dad was a big fan of the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. And Jeff Hanna is actually a guy that I got to know a little bit when I was in Nashville. So it was really neat putting that face to what I'd heard since I was a kid. Really strange that I had to move to Nashville to hear the music that had been around me my whole life, you know, with bluegrass and all that stuff. But I guess I just didn't, you know, I when I started playing guitar, I did what every kid does, and I wanted to play, you know, heavy, fast, you know, kind of music.
Yeah.
Started playing Metallica, of course, you know, that's what you do. All your fundamentals are in Metallica.
Thanks, Travis.
I don't mind sleeping diagonal in bed, pulling the covers up over my head, sleeping on noon. I don't mind not having a curfew at 30 years old, having to do what I am told. I don't mind. Trouble we used to get in before you were mine. I keep telling myself I'll be fine on my own.
Brandon, you care to share?
Mine's kind of the typical story. I was in high school. Well, my dad was a bass player when he was younger through his teens and early 20s. Played in weird Jimi Hendrix cover bands and CCR cover bands and stuff. My dad had an awesome record collection when I was a kid. So it kind of influenced that way, but I didn't really ever start playing until I was in high school. And then just, like I said, the typical, I thought it was cool, you know? So I bought a guitar from a buddy for $40 that had a giant 4-inch crack across the back of it and learned how to play it one summer, and then got a little bit more serious a year or two later, and then I think kind of just developed from there. Started playing in indie rock bands and stuff when I got a little bit older, and I don't know that I ever initially thought I would be playing bass in a band. Realistically, I don't ever think I thought I would play bass in a band, but I'm super glad that it happened, and you know, a big fan of this kind of music, and I was always a real big fan of Patrick's songs in general, and seeing Travis and Wood before Patrick was even playing with them, I would go to Horse Trader's shows, so it's kind of a weird full circle moment to be now I play with them after going to pay to see all their shows all the time. Now I get to do it for free.
So you would say that Travis is maybe your biggest musical inspiration?
I think all three of you are.
Aww.
That's a nice story, Brandon. Thanks.
Pa told me, son, it ain't right to be lonely. So stay close to Jesus. Find a good girl, cause the nights will get long. And the bottles dry empty, the paychecks run out, those arms be worn. So I took his advice and I worked all through college. I fell in love once, but she walked out the door and the nights got long. And the bottle's dried empty, the paychecks run out, so I called to the Lord. But I got no reply from the pews or the bedside. Who knows if he'd listen? He'd just gotten bored, so I turned back to the bottle. Whiskey and moonshine, woke up each morning, laid out on the floor. Till she found me one night, passed out in the moonlight, half on the steps, half on the porch. She said, boy, you look tight, come in for a while. I still ain't left her, and now we got a boy. So I tell my son, it ain't right to be lonely. So stay close to Jesus and find a good girl, cause the nights will get long. And the bottles dry empty, the paychecks run out, but those arms will be warm. Cause I tell my son, it ain't right to be lonely. So stay close to Jesus and find a good girl, cause the nights will get long. And the bottles dry empty, the paychecks run out, but those arms will be warm.
We don't have that many opportunities to speak to drummers on Red Barn Radio, so you've got the floor.
Honestly, to get into music, I was probably watching Hee Haw reruns with my grandparents when I was a little kid, and seeing Buck Owens with that red, white, and blue guitar, and I was like, I want to do that. It kind of went from there, and then anything that I could make noise on, cool. And I'm still like that, because sometimes I get stuck working in a kitchen and the other people get annoyed with me because I've got whisks and banging on pots and pans and everything else. And they're like, why don't you do some work? I'm like, nah.
This dude, we were
just
on tour.
Just going to bang on the drum all day.
We were on tour and he bought an electric kazoo.
Sorry? Yes, I did.
An
in
electric
this town.
Kazoo. Yeah. Yeah.
It sounds like an annoying
anything
thing
you can
in
make
the bus.
Noise with. Anything you can make noise with.
I have, actually have a whole suitcase full of contraptions over here.
Yeah, there's a whole...
What do you got in the suitcase?
Several tambourines and other ethnic instruments. Like, I'll just shake the box for you. You can kind of get a flair for probably what's inside of
you
it.
You got, like, gourds and stuff dried?
Oh, yeah, there's all kinds of good stuff in there.
Are you going to put any of those at play in tonight's program?
Yeah, we got this thing right here that's another African instrument, but it's supposed to be, like... goat toes or goat hooves.
Yeah, so right. I'm familiar with that.
These are fake, but yeah, they got a nice little rattle to it.
Can you incorporate that in the next song?
Actually, yeah.
Okay, good.
It's in there.
That'd be great. What a coincidence.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with the Horse Traders, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We'll be right back.
And a sweet Emma song down in New Orleans. When I die, turn a second line to blow those horns.
Welcome back. Tonight, we're with the Horse Traders. recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky.
Hey, out there, wherever you're listening, I'm Brad Becker, the host of Red Barn Radio, and tonight we have with us the Horse Traders. They're from Huntington, West Virginia. They are Patrick Stanley, who is doing the singing, Travis Egner over there playing the lead Telecaster, Brandon Mooney is right in front of me playing that big Fender bass, and then we got Jeremy Wood Roberts back on the drums.
Loaded him into a box made of pine, finally headed down a river to meet with the family that we'd left behind. Son, would you steer if you're able? I'm doing my best to stay between the shores, and I'm trying to keep food on the table. Just get through the night. I'm proud of you, boy.
All right, so who would like to tell the story, Travis, of how this band came together? I mean, your number was on the contact info, so I just assume that you're going to lead the conversation.
I'm going to change that. This band came together from Wood and I had played in some bands before, and with some gentlemen from who were actually lived in Nebraska. I lived in Omaha at one point, so I made good friends with these folks, and we needed people, and one thing led to another, and Wood and I started playing, and the guys from Nebraska, it was hard to keep going. You know, there's so much distance there, so we could get together, we could play shows, we could tour, but writing new material and rehearsing was impossible. Wood and I started the Horse Traders, and Patrick was a solo artist at the time, and we backed him up, and when the time came that I just didn't want to be a front man anymore because I just don't like doing it. So we hooked up with Patrick, and there the Horse Traders were born.
What is it that you don't like about fronting? I mean, a lot of people don't like that role.
Did you hear me try to talk just now?
Well, I did. Is it that?
It's kind of that.
You don't like being the tempo keeper?
No, I'll be the tempo keeper as long as I can do it with a guitar and not by talking or singing. I'd love to sing harmonies, but I'd just be in the front person. I'm just not that guy.
Got 16 days, one for every time I've gone away, one for every time I should have stayed. Should have worn my wedding ring. Got 16 days, 15 of those are nights I can't sleep when a bedsheet fights. Sway back to your side. We'll be right back.
Is this where you intended to be musically? Where you are right now, doing this kind of music in this kind of a band?
At least for me, it turned into that, yeah. I liked playing songs by myself, but I liked them a whole lot better when other people were playing them behind me and with me. And writing and doing all that with other people, it's great. And when you get to do it with, you know, three of your best friends, it makes it, you know, that much better. So we could be playing in a bedroom or here or, you know, wherever. And I think any of those places is where we would want to be.
You heard that playing behind me thing, right? That's what makes him a good front man.
So how does this work? Who does the writing?
It started out as a pretty individual effort. And this EP is sort of the journey of us, you know, learning to write together. And
The Horse Traders, the I Don't Mind EP?
Yes, okay. Yes. I Don't Mind, the title track, is something that we all did, you know, together. And then from there, the writing process has all been, you know, everybody throws in an idea and, you know, all work together and figure out parts and lyrics and all that. So it's a super collaborative.
An idea starts. I mean, there's always that initial idea, and maybe Pat or I will have a chorus or a verse or just a few lines, and then it usually ends up being us just like, okay, well, I have this part, sitting in our rehearsal space and just throwing ideas around. Wood is a really great songwriter. He does his solo thing as well. I mean, and Mooney as well. So we're all able to throw in ideas and work collaboratively.
So Wood, tell me about your solo thing that Travis was referring to.
I'm trying to just write as many songs as I can and go out and play them as much as I can, you know, in the off time that I've got. So that's really about it. Hopefully to try to get a record together sometime before the end of the year. But it's kind of a backseat in a sense to what we're doing here. This is the main focus, trying to get this stuff out and going and working.
Play guitar?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There ain't no name.
are any of you doing this exclusively, doing just music?
Well, kind of.
Travis?
I'm a dad first, and then I play music second. Yeah.
Let's give him a hand.
Yeah. Yeah, I do a lot of this. That's why my number is on the thing that you called. Yeah.
Yeah. So does that mean, Travis, that you're in charge of the business affairs of the band and and doing the bookings and stuff? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Good. What about the rest of you? Do you have other talents and skills you care to share with us?
I teach high school English.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
How long have you done that?
5 years now. So it's a perfect job for being able to play music on the weekends and all summer.
Patrick, did you set out in college to be an educator, or did that just happen?
I didn't really know that I wanted to be a teacher until towards the end of college. I mean, I always liked books and talking about books, you know, with people. So it sort of just melded together at the end of my college career.
We got a man who puts his children first, and we got a man who puts students first. What do you put first?
I work in a couple of different bars. So I'm typical musician job. Easy to get somebody to cover your shifts. Pretty much do a little bit of everything. Work in two different bars at home, one of which is the main venue that everybody generally plays at in Huntington. Work at a little locally owned print shop, making T-shirts and signs and stuff during the day. So stuff that's easy to get weekends and extended weekends off if I need to. But
and you thump the bass for other bands?
No, oddly enough, this is the first time I've ever played bass in a band. Played guitar for probably about 15, 16 years prior to this. Patrick and I were roommates at the time before he got married. They were getting ready to go on tour, and I was taking the summer off work. And they came to the house one day and just asked if I was going to go sell merch for them for that tour, and they asked if I wanted to play bass instead of sell merch. So I went to Travis's house where we were practicing at the time, played through one night of practice with them, and then Travis asked if I was going to play a show with them the next day in Huntington, and then we went on the road for 10 days after that. So it's kind of a trial by fire. They just sort of threw me into it, and a year and a half later, they let me stick around. So.
Thank you.
Miss Ohio. She's running around with that rag top down. She said, I want to do right, but not right now. Yes, I want to do right, but not right now.
Hey, I would like to thank our guest, the Horse Traders, for being with us tonight on Red Barn Radio. We also thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. And of course, welcome and thank you to you, members of our studio audience. We thank you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition of this Kentucky region and the South. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah, you got another tune for us?
Yeah, we do.
All right.
Got a grin, please don't bother. Drank himself to death when he was 35 years old. Left behind a wife, 5 kids, my mother being the youngest of them. All we got's are photos and stories her mother told. And all the while, the rain was falling. Drank cheap wine and cure himself for this life. And I'll hang out all night, smoking cheap cigs, so the chicks would think we were cool. Denim turned to khaki for many friends. They moved away and the trash rolled in. I was right there with them when the trouble started to brew. Drank cheap wine and cure myself for this life. Thank you.
say a word, the whole town will know. The old women out here, they flock like crows. Every Sunday morning meeting, everybody's there but God. Bet my old granddad would feel real bad, I know I do. Makes me feel so sad when mama goes out with a reason she hangs her head. No, the while the rain was pouring down, in the clouds they've got no silver lining now. So the while the tears were pouring down, in her eyes they've got no twinkle in them now. She had nothing but time to drink cheap wine and cure herself for this life. Thank you so much.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Patrick, Travis, Brandon, and Jeremy, the horse traders, for being with us tonight. Our thanks to Marco's Pizza for supplying food for our musical guests and volunteers. Marco's authentic Italian pizza with fresh ingredients and consistent levels of quality and freshness. You can find a store near you at cms.marcos.com. Campus Computer Repair Service is Red Barn Radio's computer maintenance source, offering personal and professional repair for home and small business PC, Mac, and iPad users. For more information, they're on the web at campuscomputerrepair.net. Trails End Life is Red Barn Radio's video producer. Trails End is on the web at trailsendlife.com. Red Barn Radio is produced and directed by Ed Commons. Our associate producer is Brad Becker, who also hosts our program. We thank our volunteers, especially Glenn and Linda Dawson. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find dates and times and more information at redbarnradio.com. And you can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. The Red Barn Radio playout theme was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at the same time with the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau, showcasing the premier places to experience in Central Kentucky. Visit Lex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.